Lecture topic: Celebration of a Muslim.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما. وقال تعالى: ذلكم بما كنتم تفرحون في الأرض بغير الحق وبما كنتم تمرحون. ودخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها فبئس مثوى المتكبرين. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: كيف أنعم وصاحب القرن قد التقم القرن واستمع الإذن متى يؤمر بالنفخ فينفخ. فكأن ذلك ثقل على أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فقال: قولوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable أساتذة إكرام، respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, مولانا إبراهيم صاحب I think literally gave us fireworks today. There isn't much I can say. I think he had covered quite a bit. But nonetheless, given the occasion that we have gathered here, I thought I'd share two things with you in particular. There are two instances where Allah Ta'ala increases the rewards for actions performed. There are two instances where Allah increases the reward for actions performed. One is auspicious occasions, which we are familiar with. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. Allah says the night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. Then, man ahya laylatay al-eidain. The one who will revive the nights preceding the day of Eid, for him is great reward. The person who will perform one farz in the month of Ramadan, kana kaman adda 70 faridatan fima siwa, will enjoy the privilege of performing 70 faraid. The first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, there is great reward and merit and virtue for obeying Allah. So this is virtue attached to auspicious occasions. But then there is another virtue. There is another virtue where Allah increases and multiplies reward, not because of any auspicious occasion, but because it is performed at a time when generally the masses are negligent of Allah. So the reward for that is outstanding. The reward for that is subhanallah. In Hayatul Sahaba, in the fourth volume on page 138, on the authority of Ibn Abi Qilaba, Ibn Abi Dunya makes mention on the authority of Abu Qilaba. He says, إِلْتَقَى رَجُلَانِ فِي السُّوقِ. Two people met in a marketplace. Now, we know the marketplace, in particular, if you look at the malls today, they have been deliberately designed to take you away from Allah. They have been deliberately designed. I mean, we know the Quran reminds us that night per se, never mind tonight, but night per se, many people take cover under the night for sin. وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ. And we ask protection from darkness when it envelopes. We ask protection from darkness when it envelopes and it covers, because that is the time where people increase in their sin. When we see the moon, generally, أعوذ بالله من شر هذا الغاسق. The evil that comes with night, the evil that follows with night, we know it's every person is familiar with it. So anyway, two people met. التقى رجلان في السوق. فقال أحدهما للآخر. The one said to the other, تعال نستغفر الله في غفلة الناس. Come, let us take out some time when people are generally heedless of Allah, people are oblivious of Allah, let us engage in the remembrance of Allah. This is what one told the other. You take these malls, as I said, they are designed. A person returns from the graveyard where he's been emotionally moved to tears and sentiments when he's seen the death of a beloved. And thereafter, immediately you enter into a mall, enter from one place and exit from another place. And then you see instantly the condition of your heart has changed totally. Whereas the mall, a person can still engage in constructive business and in trade and commerce. What about those places which are designed, which are literally designed for sin? I was earlier this year in Australia, and then after one program, the brother took me to one place, and he says, Sheikh, let me show you Sin City. Not Sun City, Sin City. And subhanAllah, Allah save one and all. When you see the condition where the youth are gone on the pretext to study, but what they are exposed to, the vulnerability in that place. So to remember Allah in the midst, to remember Allah in the midst where people are heedless of Allah. In fact, I can safely say this is such a night. This is such a night that if a person doesn't disobey Allah, it is enough to attract the mercy of Allah. If he doesn't disobey Allah, you know, there is a father, his age, his children have snubbed him and they have not supported him. The one son that doesn't hurt the father alone, doesn't do much, but he just says, this son hasn't been rude to me, Allah will be kind to him. At the time when the whole world, some will be sitting in the laps of strange women, some will be dining, some will be in clubs. And here again we learn, the Quran says, as I recited before you, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. You'll see what Ibn Kathir rahimahumullah has written. What is the trait of a believer? لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. Now go into the commentary of Zur. What does Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says? Ibn Abbas says, Zur refers to the festive occasions of non-Muslims. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, they don't attend Zur. What is the definition of Zur? I'll give you the commentary of the Mufassirin. Abdullah ibn Abbas says, Zur refers to the festive occasions of non-Muslims. Now, I hope briefly in my time I can explore for you what are the occasions that justify celebration, number one. And number two, how do we celebrate? You're having the 21st anniversary, you know, and there's a big function, and 2 weeks later there's talaq. There's a big do, and there's an obligation, and there's a big party, and thereafter there's talaq. So what are you? Is it just a fuss? Is it a formality? Is it a procedure that you comply to when you are not rejoicing because your marriage is not stable? That is why what happens thereafter. Abdullah ibn Abbas says, what is Zur? It refers to the festive occasions of the non-Muslims. Imam Malik rahimahumullah says, it refers to the gatherings where wine is consumed. Qatada says it refers to gatherings where music takes place. Imam Abu Hanifa says it refers to the gatherings where dancing takes place. La yashhadun az-zur. A believer is one who will never ever attend such a place. But then look at the beauty of the Quran. Look at the eloquence of the Quran. Wa idha marru bil laghwi marru kirama. Allah says, perchance, if they happen to pass by. I mean, that's the world we are living in. You will not attend it. But inevitably, you will be exposed to it. Today, you're traveling in the world, two people in front of you will be doing the most despicable actions. And you're sitting in a flight and it's going on. And, you know, you've got 10 hours on your right, on your left. You land at an airport and you find evil, unbecoming, unethical actions that have been displayed before you. So how do you pass by such a gathering? There's a concert, there's a fair, there's a carnival, there's a parade. There was a brother when I went earlier this year in Ramadan when I was in the States. So he said, Sheikh, we went for a drive in downtown San Francisco. He says, I must tell you, one day I was walking and my children were with me. We were going for a drive and there came a gay parade. He says, and my children were in the car. I didn't know where to put my eyes. The most despicable things were conducted before me. I did not know how. Not the Quran teaches us, how does a believer pass by such a gathering? So there's a function, there's a festival, there's a carnival. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. Now see what Ibn Kathir describes as kirama. He says the believers are those that when they pass by these gatherings, number one, they lower their gaze. Number two, they hasten their pace. Number three, they consider the crime to be evil and they love the sinners. Number four, they don't consider themselves superior to the sinners. That is the definition of kirama. Now Allah forgive, when we pass by those gatherings, we love the sin more than the perpetrators. It's just that the social stigma at times that, you know, society will frown. How can I get in? I don't have grounds. Otherwise, you know, people will frown. People will react. So I don't have grounds. Otherwise, if these barriers were not there, then perhaps we would have been there before others. Then we consider ourselves superior. Ibn Kathir rahimahumullah's tafsir, he says, no. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. They lower their gaze, they hasten their pace, they hate the crime and not the sinner, and they don't consider themselves to be superior. Then they have passed in a dignified way. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu passes by a gathering, and he complies with this year. He complies. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard about it. He said, congratulations, Ibn Mas'ud, in the description of Allah, you are Kareem from today. You are dignified, you are honored. Allah says you are Kareem because you have complied. Now let us ask ourselves, these things happen around us. These things happen around us. Unfortunately, you'll find some youngsters will deliberately drive around. They are circling the very area, so they cannot get in. They will circle the very area. That has defeated the essence of a believer. لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. This is not an occasion for a believer to rejoice. ذَلِكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَفْرَحُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَمْرَحُونَ. You rejoice unduly. These are not grounds that justify rejoicing. And how we rejoice is a separate issue. أُدْخُلُوا أَبَوَابَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا فَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. The consequences will be grave. So what does he say? إِلْتَقَى رَجُلَانِ فِي السُّوقِ. Two people met in the marketplace. فَقَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا لِلْآخَرِ. The first one said to the other, تَعَالْ نَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ فِي غَفْلَةِ النَّاسِ. This is the time, let us remember Allah Ta'ala. فَفَعَلَ. They remembered Allah Ta'ala. And then after worshipping Allah Ta'ala, the one passed away. We make dua to the Almighty Allah, He accept our get together here today. Really, Allah accepted. When the one passed away, the second one seen his brother in the dream. So he said, مَا فَعَلَ اللَّهُ بِكَ. I gave you the reference of this here. He said, عَلِمْتَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفَرَ لَنَا عَشِيَّةَ إِلْتَقَيْنَا فِي السُّوقِ. You know that night I met you in the mall and then we were talking and you said, come, let's remember Allah. Believe me, Allah used that on the pretext and Allah forgave and pardoned all my sins. So we sincerely hope from Allah our get together here tonight. Allah, let every person leave from here totally pardoned. And our heart goes out equally for every youngster in any club, in every club. And every man in any casino, in every casino, our heart bleeds. Allah, we don't consider ourselves superior to them. Mawlana Shafi'i Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi said that I consider every Muslim superior to me. And I consider every non-Muslim potentially superior to me. I consider every Muslim superior to me and every non-Muslim potentially superior to me. Really don't underestimate. I was in Canada now. We got delayed for the flight on my way back. So we sat down there and like when you delayed, people will go have a coffee and a cappuccino and kill time. And there comes a person sitting next to me, clean shaven, no identity of a Muslim. Allah forgive me. You know, he took out a little recorder and he plugs it into the wall. I thought there goes his music. And then he takes out, first I thought perhaps he will charge his phone. Then he puts on his earphone. And then he sits there. So I thought he's going to listen to music. Really, I was left embarrassed. He took out a Yasin kitab and he was reciting Quran. He took out a Yasin. And that's the time I said, who am I to judge? Allah alone knows the destiny of every person. So because of remembering Allah on that one night, Ibn Abi Dunya's riwayat. And again, you know, the time in the life of a believer. I was reading one kitab now, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda rahimahumullah, a great scholar of recent time. He speaks about how constructive our pious predecessors engaged their time. And he speaks of Ibn Abi Dunya rahimahumullah, that in his lifespan he had compiled 1,000 kitabs. Then he writes Ibn Asakir rahimahumullah had compiled history alone in 80 volumes. Then he writes on the strength of Allama Suyuti rahimahumullah that Hafiz ibn Shahin rahimahumullah, he says he had actually reached the climax. He compiled 330 kitabs, out of which one was tafsir, which was compiled in 1,000 volumes. Then Al-Musnad was compiled in 1,500 volumes. Safely I can say what they compile, you and I cannot read. What they compile, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahumullah in a lifespan of 57 compiled 500 kitabs. 500 kitabs in a lifespan of 57 years. We read the famous tafsir of Jalaluddin rahimahumullah. He says that 15 chapters of the Quran, 15 juz of the Quran, half the Quran, I compile in the duration that Musa went to meet his Allah, that's 40 days. I wrote the commentary of the Quran in 40 days. I started on the 1st of Ramadan and ended on the 10th of Shawwal. So that is how constructive they had made their time. Allama Nawawi rahimahumullah, great scholar from Syria, Halab, who was in the 6th century, he says, the time when I was engrossed in my kitabs, 2 years safely, I know I didn't sleep on a bed. Today we make an appeal, we ask to the youth that have gathered here, let it be one night that we don't sleep for the pleasure of Allah, and that's tonight. We engage that night in the pleasure of Allah. So what I'm saying is, there is great value for good actions that are performed on this occasion, where generally the people are in total indulgence, where there's absolute indulgence. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the riwayat is in Ibn Majah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was eating. And then Bilal radiyallahu anhu comes. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-ghada ya Bilal. Bilal, join us. So Bilal radiyallahu anhu said, Inni sa'imun ya Rasulallah. O Nabi of Allah, you want to accept my apology? I am fasting. Nabi alayhi salam said, "Ash'arta ya Bilal anna as-sa'im yusabbihu 'idhamuhu wa yastaghfiru lahu al-mala'ikatu ma ukila 'indahu." Bilal, you know, when a fasting man eats, when a fasting person observes the fast, in the presence where food is being consumed, where everybody is eating, but he is fasting, every organ on his body praises Allah. And every angel in every sky perpetually asks Allah for his forgiveness. And that is your condition, Bilal. When generally people are eating, you are fasting. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna lana'kulu arzaqana wa rizqu Bilalin fil jannah." We have in our share in this world, Bilal's share is in akhirat. Sayyidina Umar, when Islam started conquering, he used to cry. People asked him, "Why you cry?" He said, "One verse makes me cry. أذهبتم طيباتكم في حياتكم الدنيا واستمتعتم بها أذهبتم طيباتكم في حياتكم الدنيا واستمتعتم بها." Allah will say, "You had your joy in this world, there's no joy for you in Akhirah. You had your happiness in this world, there's no happiness for you in Akhirah." So this is the time that Allah Ta'ala wants us to engage. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He spoke about this era. فَإِنَّ وَرَاءَكُمْ أَيَّامَ الصَّبْرِ. Listen, a time will come which are the days of endurance. فَمَنْ صَبَرَ فِيهِنَّ قَبَضَ عَلَى الْجَمْرِ. Whoever perseveres on the obedience of Allah is like holding onto live coal. Then Nabi alayhi salam said, لِلْعَامِلِ فِيهِنَّ أَجْرُ خَمْسِينَ رَجُلًا. The one who will obey Allah tonight, the one who will obey Allah when nobody wants to obey Allah, Nabi alayhi salam says, he will get the reward of 50 people. Sahaba said, "Khamsina minna aw minhum ya Rasulullah." You want to be more explicit, O Nabi of Allah, there is a degree of ambiguity in what you have said. One of them will get the reward of 50 of those people, or one of them will get the reward of 50 of us. Nabi alayhi salam says, it is obvious, one of them will get the reward of 50 of you, my Sahaba. Bal khamsina minkum. Obviously, we can never excel the Sahaba simply because they had seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the virtue of the action performed. So he looked at his Sahaba and he said, "Ayyul khalqi a'jabu ilaykum imana." Tell me, whose iman leaves you impressed the most? They said, "Al malaika ya Rasulullah." O Nabi of Allah, we admire the faith of the angels. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Wama lahum la yu'minun wa hum 'inda rabbihim." The riwayat of Ibn Kathir. What is so outstanding about their iman? They perpetually witness the glory of Allah. يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لَا يَفْتُرُونَ. They all the time engross in the worship of Allah. لَا يَسْبِقُونَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ. They do not verbally abuse Allah. They respect Allah. حَتَّى إِذَا فُزِّعَ عَنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah speaks, when Allah issues a decree, what happens to the malaika? Ka'b Ahbar says, for the malaika to worship Allah is like how we breathe. How we breathe, that is how they worship in Allah. So Nabi alayhi salam says, look here, there's merit to the faith of the angels, but then again they see Allah. I guess it's just but right that they believe in Allah. So then the Sahaba said, how about the prophets? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam denied that, and also he said, wama lakum wama lahum la yu'minun wal wahyu yanzilu alayhim. Look here, I understand what you say. But then the prophets, they enjoy revelation. So they have a big factor to attract them to Allah. They enjoy revelation. They communicate with Allah. And that was an exclusive privilege to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. What an honor. Yani a bond between Allah and his creation via the chain of revelation. So then the Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, what about our iman? Nabi alayhi salam said, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُؤْمِنُونَ وَأَنَا بَيْنَ أَظْهُرِكُمْ. What's so outstanding about your iman? You see me, the golden era, Quran been revealed. Sahaba said, then we don't know, Nabi of Allah. You tell us who leaves Allah most impressed. Nabi Sahasam said, let me tell you, it is those individuals of my ummah who will come decades, if not centuries, after me. They won't see me, they won't see my Quran, but they will have trust in me and they'll give their life for me. If anybody impresses Allah, it is those people. Listen, my brother, understand who you are. Allah's qasam, don't be influenced by the system of the West. You are that person that the Nabi of Allah said. One sahabi sat in front of Nabi alayhi salam and he said, "Tuba liman ra'aka wa amana bik." How fortunate, we seen you, we embraced you. He said, I agree with what you said. Wa tuba sab'a marratin liman lam yarani wa amani bi. But 7 times more fortunate is the one who hasn't seen me and yet believed in me. So understand the opportunity. This is the time. Sahaba used the excuse of the evil environment to intensify their efforts. We use it to justify our wrongs. So the environment was evil, so they intensified their efforts. They accelerated their efforts. We use it to justify the sins we perpetrate. That is what we are doing. This is the time where Allah will increase every action performed. You will find very strange and very sad. There are many people who will obey Allah. But when it comes to these festive occasions, they somehow become a victim to it. So they have birthday parties, they have celebrations, they have occasions. And then they appease themselves by saying, no, it's just a, you know, 1 year thing, man. It's just an annual event. Now and then, you know how it is. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ni'ma rajulu khuraymul asadi, lawla tulu jummatihi wa isbalu izarihi. You know, Khuraym Asadi, he is a wonderful man. I just got two problems with him. And here, his good was sanctioned by the Nabi of Allah. We ourselves are sanctioning our good, to start off with. Nabi alayhi salam told Abu Bakr, oh Abu Bakr, I am telling you, your trouser doesn't fall below your ankles out of pride. Now everybody latches onto this concession. But the clear distinction is that here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Bakr, you don't do it out of pride. Now we tell ourselves that, no, I'm not doing it out of pride. Isn't that sufficient pride? If I exempt myself from pride, am I not proud? If I say I'm not proud, then who is more proud than me? Nabi alayhi salam said, Khuraym is a brilliant man. I got one thing. His hair is too long and his trouser is always below his ankle. I say this to the brother who thinks he performs salah and he's punctual and he just, you know, just has a bit of a party. A time when I was flying once from New York, 31st of December. And obviously nobody flies at that time. It's not peak season. Everybody is at their respective destinations. The clock struck 12 o'clock. And believe me, there was dancing in mid-air. I thought it was turbulence. And then the irony of the whole thing, they celebrated it American time and South African time. That is why Maulana Abrar Sahib Rahimahumullah used to say, you are proud about your technology, but don't forget you've polluted Allah's air with sun also now. You've now contaminated the above 30,000 feet above sea level, above the clouds. You are dancing there in mid-air. You are consuming wine in mid-air. Now when I was flying just 2 days ago, flying from Detroit back to Holland, so the flight was a bit delayed, and there was a young girl sitting next to me, and then she tells me, I'm afraid I'm going to be drinking wine, and I know you're going to be uncomfortable, but I won't be able to do without it, otherwise I'll get very agitated. So anyway, I kept quiet. She drank, the flight got delayed. There's no end to satisfying this ego. She said, I need to get out of here quickly. I need four cigarettes to start off with. There is no end, there is no enough to this here. They continue and continue, commit this sin, commit that crime. So when Khuraym radiallahu anhu heard this, فَبَلَغَ ذَلِكَ خُرَيْمًا, he heard about it, فَعَجَّلَ, he hastened, فَأَخَذَ الشَّفْرَةً, he got hold of a knife, فَقَطَعَ بِهَا جُمَّتَهُ إِلَىٰ أُذُنَيْهِ, he cut his hair abruptly to his ears, وَرَفَعَ إِزَارَهُ إِلَىٰ أَنْصَافِ سَاقِيهِ, and he lifted his trouser to the mid of his calf, not above his ankle, to the center of his calf. So this is the time that Allah Pak has given us. Whoever will seize this opportunity, and turn to Allah and survive the temptation of today, he will survive the temptations of evil. Now, what I want to briefly speak about, I know I want to respect my time allocation. What actions justify celebration? Number one, what warrants celebration? The Quran speaks about certain forms of celebration to be forbidden. And the Quran commands us to celebrate on certain occasions. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ, on the occasion of the mercy of Allah, rejoice. And the Quran also says, لَا تَفْرَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ, don't be obsessed, don't be arrogant. Allah doesn't like those that are obsessed and are arrogant. I just want to share one beautiful incident of the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A hadith that perhaps we heard, but I was just, running my thoughts through it. And it is very, very unique. And, certain points came to my mind while I was running through this beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know the great incident of Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu. And he's, the fact that he did not attend the battle of Tabuk. And he regretted and lamented the fact that he could not participate. And he himself said, that there was no campaign where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam participated where I was absent, illa ghazwat Tabuk, with the exception of Tabuk and obviously Badr. But my regrets were not so great about Badr, because Badr was not a formal preparation. You know, they advanced and then suddenly they had to engage in battle. But Tabuk was explicit. Tabuk was explicit. I was told, I was reminded, I was warned. I got involved and in the process, I got delayed. When the Prophet ﷺ returned and all the people came with different excuses. Some said this, some said that. يَعْتَذِرُونَ إِلَيْكُمْ إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ قُلْ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكُمْ قَدْ نَبَّأَنَا اللَّهُ مِنْ أَخْبَارِكُمْ وَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. Where they will come and give you false excuses. He said, for a moment, this also flashed through my mind. Let me go give a false excuse and you know, work my way out. But then I said, no, let me say it as it is. I came and I painted my picture, O Nabi of Allah, I regret. I have no tangible excuse, no valid explanation. The Prophet ﷺ said, Amma hadha faqad sadaqa. This man has spoken the truth. Subsequent, there was revelation and there was a general boycott against us. And 40 days left where there was absolute boycott. And after 40 days comes revelation. What's the revelation? Nabi alayhi salatu was salam says that now you must separate from your wife. So I said, oh Nabi of Allah, utalliquha. Must I divorce my wife? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, just separate. So I didn't ask questions. I told my wife, ilhaqi bi ahlik. Go stay by your family till Allah decides something. When this command came, my two other companions, Murara ibn Rabi and Hilal ibn Umayyah radiyallahu anhuma. So Hilal ibn Umayyah radiyallahu anhu's wife came and asked, O Nabi of Allah, you have told us to be separated, but my husband has aged, there's no one to serve him. You want to make some concession? Nabi alayhi salam says, okay, but there should be no formal physical contact, no consummation, no sharing of the bed. So she said, O Nabi of Allah, he's aged, he's past that time, he has no inclination for that also. So many people came to me and they said, you know what, why don't you go ask that your wife can stay? And the words of the hadith is, wa ana rajulun shabbun. Kaab said, out of the three, I was the youngest. So if anybody needed his wife, it was me. And I always say a healthy social relation, a healthy marriage is such that if a man has a stable marriage, then he will able to resist. He will able to resist the temptation, the difficulties, the adversity, the political difficulties, the financial difficulties, whatever difficulty is. But if he comes to a healthy marriage life, he will be sufficiently nourished to resist it. But on the reverse, if he has his marriage in shambles, he can have a stable economy, he can have a prosperous business, his life will never be in order. Why? Because that is the main thing. Like Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that dunya ka bagaya hua, usko khuda ke ya panah milegi. Lekin khuda ke bagaye hue ko kisi ki jagah panah nahi milegi. A person who has been rejected from the court of Allah, he will find shelter nowhere. And a person who has been rejected in the courts of everyone will find shelter by Allah. That is the reality. So he says, I needed my wife the most, but nonetheless, the command came, be separated from your wife. And he said, فَكَمُلَ لَنَا خَمْسُونَ لَيْلَةً مِنْ حِينَ نُهِيَ عَنْ كَلَامِنَا. 15 nights passed in this way. 10 nights where I was separated from my wife and 40 nights like that. And I was totally depressed. ثُمَّ صَلَّيْتُ صَلَاةَ الْفَجْرِ صَبَاحَ خَمْسِينَ لَيْلَةً عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِ بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِنَا. He says, on the 51st morning, in this condition, where everybody had isolated and I was alienated from society, I performed Fajr Salah on the rooftop of my house. And I was sitting in that condition as Allah described. قَدْ ضَاقَتْ عَلَيَّ نَفْسِي وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيَّ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ. The land had narrowed upon us. And I was lonely and I was depressed. And while I was in this condition, سَمِعْتُ صَوْتَ صَارِخٍ أَوْفَى عَلَىٰ سَلْعٍ. I heard someone screaming to the maximum of his voice. He had climbed upon a mountain and he said, يَا كَعْب أَبْشِرْ. He said, Kaab, it's your day, glad tidings. Kaab, today is your day of festive. Now listen to how a Muslim reacts. Kaab radiallahu anhu says that I did not yet get the news. I only heard that there was good news for Khararatu Sajida. I fell into sajda, into prostration. That is how a Muslim reacts. He doesn't know the good news still. Wallah, brothers, I have traveled and I have seen many times go and apply for passports. I have seen people kissing their visas when it's approved. I have literally seen people kissing passports. Subhanallah. How does a Muslim, we've seen in our own country, when the announcement was made that South Africa will host the 2010 World Cup, people went literally ballistic. People were ecstatic, elated. And then, you know, you tune in, we've seen what happened. And then you tune into the radio and then I hear this old, aged woman, you know, my God, what a moment. I said, I dohi marija hai. She's not going to make it to 2010. Allah's qasam, she's not going to make it. But look at how she reacts. That is the passion of the world. That is how they react. فَخَرَرْتُ سَاجِدًا. He said, I fell into sajda. That is how a believer reacts. That whenever good news comes to you, you fall into sajda. وَعَرَفْتُ أَنَّهُ قَدْ جَاءَ فَرَجٌ. And I realized this divine consolation. فَآذَنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. I will end shortly. فَآذَنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ النَّاسَ بِتَوْبَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ حِينَ صَلَّى صَلَاةَ الْفَجْرِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you know, gave the general glad tidings. There was an electric atmosphere. There was a buzz. And people just started running in all direction. He says, وَذَهَبَ النَّاسُ يُبَشِّرُونَنَا. People ran in different directions. وَذَهَبَ قِبَلَ صَاحِبَيَّ مُبَشِّرُونَ. Some ran to Hilal, some came to me, some ran to my other companion. وَرَكَذَ رَجُلٌ إِلَيَّ فَرَسًا وَسَعَى سَاعٍ مِّنْ أَسْلَمْ وَأَوْفَى عَلَى سَلْعٍ. One person got onto his horse, galloped it as fast as, you know, like what we've seen happen, wherever you went, people were hooting, screaming, yelling, shouting. Someone got onto his horse, he galloped his horse as fast as he could. And then another person ran up the mountain and he screamed and he said, Ya Kaab Abshir, O Kaab, glad tidings. فَكَانَ الصَّوْتُ أَسْرَعْ مِنَ الْفَرَسِ. He said, the voice reached me faster than the horseman. فَلَمَّا جَاءَنِ الَّذِي سَمِعْتُ صَوْتَهُ. فَلَمَّا جَاءَنِ Allah teaches us as Muslims, how do we react? فَلَمَّا جَاءَنِ الَّذِي سَمِعْتُ صَوْتَهُ يُبَشِّرُنِي. When that person came to me, who had given me the glad tidings, who had screamed and whose voice reached me, when he came to me, I was so elated. I was so happy. نَزَعْتُ لَهُ ثَوْبَيَّ فَكَسَوْتُهُمَا إِيَّاهُ بِبَشَارَتِهِ. I got so happy. I said that the clothes that I own is a gift to you as a mark of joy. As a mark of joy. Again, this is the teachings of Islam. As a token of appreciation, I give you this garment of mine. And he says, Wallahi ma amliku ghayrahuma yawma idhin. I swear by Allah, I only owned what I wore. But I was so happy. Now that's the occasion that justifies joy. What is it? Allah has forgiven. That is joy. How do you rejoice? You fall in sajda. That is how you rejoice. So the day of Eid, where we rejoice, Allah says, you add on another salah. If every day you worship me 5 times, the day which is the pinnacle of your rejoicement, you make it 6. And in every namaz, if you say Allahu Akbar once, in this namaz, you say it 6 extra times. Brothers, there's a car that is blocking the driveway. Kindly, can you move your vehicle? It's a white Jetta with the registration 268GP. Jazakallah. SPV 268GP. White Jetta, can you kindly remove your car? Recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa barik wa sallim. So he says, I told him that I'm giving you this clothes. And this again is the teachings of Islam. In Ma'riful Quran, in the 5th volume, on page 136, on the authority of Hassan Basri, it is written that when Yehuda, the eldest son of Yaqub, when he came with the glad tidings, فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاءَ الْبَشِيرُ أَلْقَاهُ عَلَى وَجِهِهِ فَارْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا. فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاءَ الْبَشِيرُ أَلْقَاهُ عَلَى وَجِهِهِ فَارْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا. That when he came to give the shirt to his father, and Allah restored the vision of his father. Allah restored the vision. And it brought joy. Yaqub alayhi salam became so happy. I quote on the strength of Hassan Basri. He said, my son, you've brought joy to me. And really, I want to reward you, but I promise you, 7 days, nothing has been prepared in this house, so there's nothing tangible or physical I can give you. But I thought I'd leave you with a dua. My dua is, may Allah make the pangs of death easy for you. Imam Qurtubi says, there's no better gift a father can give his son. Today, if you give that dua, you say, look at this man, he's cursing his son. Look at this man, he's cursing his son. That is it. Again, that is the teachings of Islam. We rejoice. So for our youngsters, the day your future father-in-law phones you and tells you that the proposal is approved, at least you can give him a hadiah. فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاءَ الْبَشِيرُ أَلْقَاهُ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ فَارْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا. I fell into sajda, and this is how I rejoice. I gave something tangible. Anyway, Ka'b radiyallahu anhu says, I stood up from there, and you know, أتأمم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I said, let me go to the Nabi of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. يتلقاني الناس فوجا فوجا يهنئونني بالتوبة. People are coming in droves, in scores, in multitudes. Congratulations, you made it. All lucky, how fortunate. All congratulations on what? What's the congratulations? I know of one brother, good pious dini person, and then we were traveling together, and then he says, Mullah, you better remind me tomorrow. I got to phone my wife, otherwise she'll feel offended. It's her birthday. I said, subhanallah, is the ummah still have time for this? Are we still bickering with these issues? What, they came in scores and multitudes. And this is where Allah commands we rejoice. And what did they say? لِتَهْنِكَ تَوْبَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ لِتَهْنِكَ تَوْبَةُ اللَّهِ. MashaAllah, Ka'b, congratulations, we heard your tawbah has been accepted. Congratulations, we heard your tawbah has been accepted. Allah says, when the dwellers of Jannah will go into Jannah, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ طِبْتُمْ فَادْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. Angels will come, mashallah, congratulations. That is when a believer is congratulated. We seen our youngsters, they wrote their exams. The time you rejoice when your results are out. If you overwrote exams but your results are not out, nobody rejoices. My brothers, as long as we are living, we cannot rejoice. As long as we are living, because the results are not out. Our joy is spending on our results. I quoted the hadith, Nabi alayhi salam said, كَيْفَ أَنْعُمْ. You tell me, how can I rejoice? وَصَاحِبُ الْقَرْنِ قَدِ الْتَقَمَ الْقَرْنَ. When Israfil has taken the trumpet and he's put it in his lips. وَاسْتَمَعَ الْإِذْنَ. And he's stretched his attentive ear to Allah. مَتَى يُؤْمَرْ. He's in a ready position. He just waits for the signal to blow and he blows. And then I must rejoice. فَكَأَنَّ ذَلِكَ ثَقُلَ عَلَىٰ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. When they heard this, they got emotional. They said, O Nabi of Allah, if Qiyamah is so close, what do we do? He said, قُولُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. قُولُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ. Say, Allah is sufficient. What did Ubadah ibn Samit say? بَايَعْنَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى السَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَةِ فِي الْعُسْرِ وَالْيُسْرِ وَالْمَنْشَةِ وَالْمَكْرَهِ وَعَلَى أَثَرَةٍ عَلَيْنَا. We pledged absolute loyalty to the Nabi of Allah in ease and difficulty, prosperity and adversity, and even if we are discriminated against. That is the demand of Islam. In every condition. So anyway, he says, I come, people greeting me from different, and they congratulating me. حَتَّى دَخَلْتُ الْمَسْجِدِ وَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ جَالِسٌ وَحَوْلَهُ النَّاسِ. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم was sitting, وَهُوَ يَبْرُقُ وَجْهُهُ مِنَ السُّرُورِ. And his face was radiating with light. His face was radiating. فَقَامَ تَلْحَةُ بْنُ عُبَيْدُ اللَّهِ. Talha ibn Ubaidullah stood up. يُهَرْوِلُ. He was running. حَتَّى صَافَحَنِي وَهَنَّأَنِي. He came to me, he said, congratulations, congratulations. And Ka'b radiallahu anhu says, he came with such a warmness, I'll never forget him. Then Nabi alayhi salam said, and that is the joy of a believer. Listen to these words of the hadith. Nabi alayhi salam said, Ya Ka'b, abshir bi khayri yawmin marra alayka mundhu waladatka ummuk. Ka'b, be happy and rejoice and congratulations. This is possibly the greatest day that could ever pass in your life from the day your mother gave birth to you. That is the absolute pinnacle of joy in the life of a believer. That justifies celebration. أَبْشِرْ بِخَيْرِ يَوْمٍ مَرَّ عَلَيْكَ مُنْذُ وَلَدَتْكَ أُمُّكَ. He says in that joy, I said, O Nabi of Allah, أَمِنْ عِنْدِكَ أَمْ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Tell me, does this joy come from you or from Allah? You know, you tell a youngster, this girl likes you. So he says, you saying it or she said it? You saying it or she said it? I need to know who said it. So he said, no, I heard something she was saying. There's something through the grapevine. If you say it doesn't make a difference if she's a... Nabi alayhi salam says, no, Kaab. I'm just conveying the message. Allah said it. Allah said it. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Just as Kaab returned pardon, may Allah make it that we return pardon from here. Luqman Hakim said, that if you want the sweetness of iman, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ مَنْ إِذَا رَضِيَ لَمْ يُخْرِجْهُ رِضَاهُ إِلَى الْبَاطِلِ. The one who, when he rejoices, he limits himself to the parameters of Allah. In his joy, he stays within the borders of Allah. He stays within the limits of Allah. مَنْ إِذَا غَذِبَ لَمْ يُخْرِجْهُ غَذَبُهُ مِنَ الْحَقِّ إِلَى الْبَاطِلِ. When he becomes angry, he doesn't trespass the limits of Allah. وَإِذَا قَدَرَ لَمْ يَتَنَاوَلْ مَا لَيْسَ لَهُ. And when he has authority, he doesn't usurp. He doesn't abuse. Really, brothers, this is the time when the entire world has plotted and has agreed to go against Allah. This is the time we value these moments. We cry to Allah Ta'ala. We spend every time. Now, when I was in Dallas, so I try and make it a point to go and visit the graveyard. So I went to the graveyard there and I was seeing the graves, people from different parts of the world, every man buried next to a different person, someone from China, someone from Asia, and young people, old people. So we came to one qabr there, and then I seen a note. So I was tempted. I said, I want to open this note and read it. This is something peculiar. Where are you going to find a note here? So there was a whole letter written out. There was a letter written out to the deceased. And I'm saying that, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, how do you transmit your sentiments to your deceased? How do you transmit it? Nabi alayhi salam says, mal mayyitu fi qabrihi illa kal ghariq yantadhiru da'watan. The condition of the dweller of the grave is like a man drowning. He's not waiting for a letter. Nabi sallallahu alaihi says he's waiting for a dua. He's waiting for a dua. And there was a letter written there, I'm missing you, and you know, whatever. I looked at this, I cried. I'm telling the brothers around me, I said, listen, what has happened to this ummah? So really, brothers, let us turn to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala save us from all evil gatherings, from celebrating those occasions which Allah has saved. May Allah save us from that. And the occasions that Allah has commanded us, when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu completed Surah Baqarah, he slaughtered a camel and he invited people. And he gave them a feast. He gave them a dawah. That is correct, because that is a joy that is approved by Allah. So we rejoice when Allah wants us to rejoice. And we rejoice in a manner that conforms with the dictates of Shariat. Allah give us the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.